Well, the Biden administration is scrambling to ease bruised French and European sensibilities, but it's got another escalating crisis on its hands too. It's an immigration headache over a hardline border policy that's seen thousands of people flown back to the strife-torn nation of Haiti. They'd been camped out in southern Texas under the impression they would be allowed into the US, but instead they faced a hostile reception from border agents on horseback. Now, facing a backlash from the left of his party, President Biden has doubled the refugee intake to 125,000, as his critics warn that'll only encourage more people to attempt the dangerous journey. David Lipson reports.
After months of ongoing pressure on the US-Mexico border, footage of American border agents on horseback driving migrants, including children, back toward a river, cut through. At one point, the frustration of US border officials boils over as several women get caught up in the fray.
Hey, you use your women? This is why you cut your because you use your women for that.
The migrants claim they'd already been on US soil, but waded back across the Rio Grande into Mexico to find food for their families, who were camped out in southern Texas. I have two children, this man says. I've been hungry for 4 days with children, and now I've left the United States to find food in Mexico. People in the US don't give us anything, just water. The White House press secretary is Jen Psaki.
I have seen some of the footage. I don't have the full context. I can't imagine what context would make that appropriate, but I don't think anyone seeing that footage would think it was acceptable or appropriate.
At the makeshift camp, not far from the river crossing, a bridge in Del Rio, Texas, provides shade from the sweltering heat for the rest of the group. In recent days, their numbers swelled to between 10 and 15,000. Most had made the long journey from Haiti, a nation teetering in near perpetual crisis. Poverty, gang violence, the assassination of its president in July, and a 7.2 magnitude earthquake last month. But in what amounts to an American version of Australia's turnbacks policy, up to 3 plane loads a day are being returned to Haiti. And the Secretary of Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas, is employing rhetoric more akin with the previous administration to try and stem the flow of human traffic.
If you come to the United States illegally, you will be returned. Your journey will not succeed, and you will be endangering your life and your family's lives.
For President Joe Biden, it's a diabolical political problem. As a candidate, he criticised Donald Trump's hardline border policies and, after taking residence in the White House, increased the refugee cap from 15,000 under Trump to 62,500. But facing immense criticism from the right and no doubt fearing an even greater influx, he's been slow to go any further. That sparked fierce criticism from his left flank. On Twitter today, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez described the scenes in Texas as a stain on our country. Now the Biden administration is doubling the refugee intake again. 125,000 will be allowed in next fiscal year, which begins next month. It comes as the US prepares to resettle tens of thousands of Afghan evacuees, as it expands resettlement programs for Central Americans and Myanmar dissidents. Meanwhile, in immigration tents in the Haitian capital, Port-au-Prince, migrants flown in from Texas are being processed back into the country they fled years before. 3 years ago, I left Haiti, one of them says. I sold my lands to go to Chile, where we found out Joe Biden said we could enter the US. Another says, if my country can offer me a new opportunity, I'll stay here. But if I don't get any opportunities, I'll be forced to go to another country. For them and many thousands more, there are no good choices left.
David Lipson with that report.